Welcome to Mr. Kak and Me. I am Mr. Kak, and I am so sorry that this episode has come a little bit later in the week than what I would normally drop it, but it is that time of year, and with the weather being all weird, I've had up and down of congestion and kind of just feeling icky, and then, you know, there's the whole, you know, sometimes your mental health needs a recharge too. So this is a little bit delayed, but I've been thinking of all you lovely people out there. So today is going to be a mixture, a mixed bag. So I'm going to start off all by myself here for a couple minutes. I'm going to run through some things that I have a hard, like I don't understand. Things that I just don't understand. And then that will then transition into another topic I don't understand with my guest, Zach. Zach is coming back to discuss another cryptid. So with that, a second cryptid corner with Zach and uncovering another Arkansas local legend for us. And I guess if you're not from Arkansas, then just an Arkansas urban legend type thing, one of our cryptids for all you cryptozoology folks out there. So first, let me discuss some things that I don't understand. And I was sitting there thinking, as you do sometimes, you sit there and reflect throughout days of moments that happen and you're like, why is that a thing? Why is this happening to me? Like, why am I experiencing this right now? So my first complaint, not complaint, my first I don't understand thing isn't anything that was that's too weird. It's people that love drinking coffee religiously. Like people that have to drink coffee every day to get their morning started. I don't understand. Coffee doesn't taste good. Now, you could sell me on an argument, it smells good, because there is some coffee out there that just smells lovely. You know, I work in an office suite, and of course, my colleagues, some of them do enjoy coffee, so they would heat up, and like the office would start smelling like coffee, and like, I have no complaints against that. But I've never, no matter what I put into it, no matter what additional things I throw in there, coffee never tastes good. It's dirty water. I don't understand what the obsession is, why there's so many people affixed to the coffee religion, the don't talk to me till I've had my morning coffee. I don't understand it. I don't. I really don't. Now, you could easily, like, this is not me condemning anyone. If you are a coffee aficionado, you're a coffee drinker, you're a coffee binger, you are someone that needs coffee to function as a human, I'm not critiquing that choice or anything. I just don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. I've never had an experience where I've sipped on coffee and thought, oh yeah, I want to finish this adventure, because I don't ever. And I'll be fair, like, I'm obsessed, my caffeine addiction are sodas, which I know is basically just battery acid in can form or bottle form. So, like, I can't judge people for liking coffee. I mean, clearly it's got to be a healthier, quotation marks, alternative than me consuming copious amounts of soda. But, I mean, I've put creamer in it, I've put sugar in it. The only coffee I've ever enjoyed are, like, the Starbucks or the coffee shops, like, Frappuccinos, which are basically just candy. Like, it's as little coffee as you can possibly find, and then a whole crap ton of sugar and whipped cream. Like, that's not coffee. I can admit that to myself. If you're someone that says you like coffee, but you only drink the Frappuccino stuff, you don't like coffee either. You're just drinking candy that happens to have a coffee hint of flavor to it. This then ties into the next thing that I guess I don't fully understand. And that's people that enjoy the taste of beer. What wrong things have happened? And like, what? I don't understand. Beer, literally. So when I said coffee tastes like dirty water, beer, almost at any level, regardless of the beer, the brand, the price point for it, beer tastes like pee water. Like, you're just drinking pee with a hint of, it's like LaCroix. Someone peed in a LaCroix, and that's universally beer everywhere. Now, there's going to be people from other countries like, that's maybe American beer. Maybe you're a light beer. But I don't understand people that have to drink beer or enjoy drinking beer. When I've ever had to drink beer, I guess had is not the correct word. Whenever I've taken upon myself the luxury of drinking beer, it's because they're easier to manage. You can buy more of them and you can crush those bad boys. So they're cheaper at bars and everything than what I would want. My alcoholic beverage of choice would always be a mojito or a Long Island iced tea, because those get you, those taste pleasant and take you into spiraling madness much quicker. But, I mean, the cheaper social alternative is drink beers. But I never drink a beer because I'm like, oh man, I'm just craving the delicious flavor of, you know, flat urinal water. Like, there's never been anything that just screams, Chris, drink this beer. Again, this isn't condemnation for anyone. Trust me, within my family alone, there are a lot of proud beer drinkers on a daily basis. So this isn't, again, a critique of if that's what you do with yourself. It's just me not understanding. And I would love for someone to, like, provide a counterpoint of, like, maybe I'm just not drinking the right beer. Like, so if you have a coffee or beer preference out there that you would like me to try and see if that changes my opinion, I'm totally on board with that. I don't want to seem like, because it's 2021, so it's super easy for it to be, well, I put an opinion out there, and that's my hardline stance, and I'm never going to shake that. That's not the case. Like, it's just, I right now in my current experiences, don't understand the enjoyment of those types of, those two categories of drinks. And you know, again, I've said my drink of, my vice of choice are sodas, or as some people say, pop. Or as what is stereotypically said of the South, we just call everything Coke. I understand, like, some people drink soda, especially if they've weaned themselves off soda, and they're like, that tastes horrible. It just tastes like chemicals. So again, not critiquing, because I do something that I think other people would judge and say, why do you drink so many of those? I just want to know, like, if I currently at this point of where I feel this way for both coffee and beer, tell me I'm wrong, and tell me a way of I can correct it. But if you're like, nah, bro, you're wrong, you need to drink some PBR. Like, no, like, I'm, like, that's garbage water. Like, that's what you drink when you're in college and you want to get fucked up. That's not what you drink to sit down and enjoy life. So please let me know, and I will go partake in whatever beverage you suggest out there. The next thing I'm going to say I don't understand, there's no changing my mind on this. So maybe this is my hardline stance. And it's this, and it's an issue, it's a situation, all right? This is a situation that has occurred twice. A situation that has occurred twice at the same location. The Planet Fitness that I attend, yes, I guess I'm patting myself on the back. I go to a gym. Listen, I'm not fit, but I do enjoy pooping at the Planet Fitness I have a membership at. Now, the issue I've encountered twice within, I think, 2 weeks. I think it's a weekly thing now. That's a growing concern, that this is becoming routine. And it's not just this one individual in this one instance. Like, there's other people that do this as well. But I don't understand guys that moan while using the bathroom. And it's usually just pee. Now listen, out drinking, maybe having a hard day, maybe I've sat on way too much liquid and I've had to hold in my pee for an extended period of time, like driving. Listen, I get that. You go and you hit the urinal and there's a pressure that's built up, and you have to make, you know, some noise release yourself of, you know, you get it all out. But there's a guy, I mean, he's on the phone sometimes too, and he's just, oh, yeah. And I don't think those are noises that you should be making. Those are not noises you should be making while peeing. Like, because there's parts of me that are like, could he need to go see a doctor? Like, maybe it's kidney stones or an STI. Like, maybe your wiener is trying to tell you something That's not a release of pure ecstasy. It's on fire down here, sir. We need you to go do something. But yeah, I don't understand, like, and there's some guys that, like, that's part of their personality is they go and use the restroom and just have to make these animal noises, and I don't get that. Like, I just want to go in there, do my business, be probably as quiet as possible. Maybe a ninja. Like, at my own house, I'll do whatever I want. I'll yell, scream, sing, you know, whatever. My house, my rules, I do whatever I want. But in a public restroom, you're sitting there moaning on the phone. You're on the phone. And I don't even know if it's a Bluetooth headset thing. Are those things still around? Is that still a thing people do? But like, if you're on the phone talking to someone, here's another thing involving restrooms and the Planet Fitness. Young guys that are either in the 18 to early 20s range. So, you know, college age guys or maybe seniors of high school. If you go to a Planet, if you go anywhere and you're traveling in your packs of three, because that seems to be the appropriate habitat numbering here in the Northwest Arkansas area, it's three vaguely similar looking white kids clumped together, always traveling in a pack. Y'all all don't have to go to the urinal together, because I've been leaving the bathroom and there, or I've been going into the bathroom because I need to pee. And there is a young man that is using the restroom. There's only two urinals, two stalls, not a big bathroom. There's one guy actually using the urinal. And then there are two friends flanking him from behind. And they're all just having a conversation. Well, only one pees, but because of how spaced out they are, they're taking up the other urinal slot. And like, I don't want to talk to people in the bathroom. So I'm just going to be pissed off about this moment. But like, what are y'all doing? The conversation isn't important enough that you have to sit there while your bro has his wiener in his hand, talking to him from behind. Like, if maybe two of you were using the urinal at the same time and you want to discuss, sure, whatever. It's still weird. Like, that's still weird to me. But if it's you and your friend, much better than just random. Let's not get started on guys randomly talking to you at urinal stalls. That is also a faux pas. That is something I'm strongly against. That's weird. That's uncomfortable. Our wieners are both out either at the same time or in intermittent fashion. And I don't want to have a conversation with you in those moments, in that vulnerable state. But yeah, guys that like moan and groan while peeing, like, I don't get it. Don't talk on your phone in the bathroom, in a public restroom. Don't do that. It's weird. You're getting poo particles on your phone and in your mouth. And they may not even be your poo particles. But you know what else I don't understand? I don't understand why you're still listening to this show, but I greatly appreciate that you've tuned in and that you're listening to Mr. Cack and me. If you would like to help out the channel, all I ask you to do is whatever format that you're listening to this show on right now, if you could just leave me a review, about the episode, about the show, about the channel, that would be great. Whatever star that you think is appropriate for the effort, time, and lovely voice that I put out there, you know, it's your discretion. I will say that you look very beautiful today, person that's listening right now. Have you done something with your hair? Your eyes are popping. That's a great outfit you're wearing. Listen, I'm not trying to butter you up to increase my review, but if it does help, I'm not against it. Wink. Another thing I don't understand, but yeah, I do greatly appreciate every review, feedback, comment, like, sharing, telling people about the show. All of that's been great. I've enjoyed just messaging, you know, getting message from friends or talking to people and they're like, oh, hey, by the way, I heard your podcast and, you know, like, I liked it or I didn't hate it. Like, awesome. Like, that's awesome. I'm glad that there's people out here that enjoy listening to myself and the people that I bring on here. That's great. That's fantastic. And I hope to keep doing more of that. But yes, I appreciate your reviews and everything like that. Again, another thing I don't understand are cryptids. So let's go on and let's go and bring in Zach and let's talk about another cryptid. It is the Cryptid Corner. This week, our cryptid is the Gurdon Light. Al, would you like to brief the people on what your findings are for this cryptid?
So the Gurdon Light is a big thing here in Arkansas, actually. You know, it has a lot of attention during the Halloween month, and draws a lot of outside people to come and try to find the Garden Light. So,
well, I mean, right now, earlier today when Venus was blinding light, when I saw the pictures, when I was looking at pictures for the Garden Light so I could have an image to post there, I was like, well, crap, people are just going to think the Garden Light's out there right now. So we can all see it. It's not in Clark County. It's right here. But go ahead. Inform us, enlighten us on this cryptid, this Arkansas native cryptid.
So this is a story about the Garden Light. Throughout Arkansas, there are railroad tracks that run all over the state. But one of the most talked about railroad tracks is the one right outside the town of Garden. Garden is a small town in Clark County with a population of 2,571 and sits about 85 miles south of Little Rock on Interstate 30, just east of Highway 67. The Garden Light is said to be a mysterious floating light that appears along a stretch of railroad tracks just outside of town. The first sighting happened during the 1930s. Many theories and stories exist to try to explain what the Garden Light could be, including one which connects it to a 1931 murder of William McLean, a railroad worker.
I was going to say, I know you're about to get into kind of breaking down some of the what it could be, or at least talking about some of the stories that pop up with it. It's weird that it's a railroad track. And I know, again, we're about to hit the story as to why, but like, it just seemed odd to me, like how it, you know, like the common tying theme is a railroad track. I mean, Arkansas has a lot of railroad tracks, it seems like.
Yeah, so
both still in use and both discontinued. Like,
yes, so this one is actually discontinued now, and the tracks have been taken up.
Well, then how are we ever going to find the Garden Light?
You know, it's just a weird phenomenon that just kind of occurred.
All right, well, give us some popular stories.
One popular story is that a railroad worker was working on the tracks just outside of town one night and accidentally fell into the tracks into the path of an oncoming train. His head was severed from his body, and many guardians think the light is the lantern his ghost uses while searching to find his head. Another one.
I was gonna say we have our own Ichabod Crane. That's awesome.
Yeah, essentially that's what it would be.
Headless horseman.
But another story that a lot of guardians believe is the light originated from the reflection of headlights of cars on Interstate 30. But this theory is debunked because the spot is more than 2 miles away from the highway, and the light has been around several decades before I-30 was built in the 1970s. There's also one more before the most infamous legend, and that is that swamp gas creates the light, even though the light appears in all kinds of weather. And then the other one is quartz crystal from underneath Garden causes them to let off electricity and produce light. So quartz, I'm going to stop here and talk about that. So quartz actually does give off electricity and emit kind of a light when placed under a lot of pressure, which is called piezoelectricity. And Garden does sit above a bunch of quartz crystal and the New Madrid fault line.
Oh, well, there you go.
And so, you know, the New Madrid has kind of been active for a long time, and here lately it's been even more active. So it's kind of, you know, Arkansas could be split down the middle at some point.
That's very refreshing there, Al. Thank you.
Like California falling off the coast.
Well, good. Here's to split Arkansas. So right quick, before you get to the most infamous of the stories, I love the fact that swamp gas, when I hear someone try to explain a phenomenon with swamp gas, I can only think of Men in Black, when that was just kind of like a throwaway, like, swamp gas. Like, it's just like, that's how everything's explained that we don't understand. Oh, it's probably just swamp gas. Like, that's,
yeah. So there's actually another place in Arkansas that is said to just be the swamp gas, phenomenon. So I might cover that later on, because that one's actually close to where I'm from. I've actually been there. So
you've inhaled the swamp gas. You've been intoxicated with
it. So
the fumes.
I probably have some cancer or something.
You have the swamp cancer. There you go.
But the most infamous legend is the murder that took place near the tracks on December 1931. William McLean, a foreman with the Missouri Pacific Railroad, was having an argument with one of his employees, Lewis McBride, regarding how much time McBride was getting. The Depression was going on during this time, and the company was not able to give McBride more hours. A different source states McLean was confronting McBride because McLean believed that McBride had removed spikes from a section of tracks that caused a freight train to derail in an attempt to derail the Sunshine Special passenger train. Either way, McBride became enraged and hit McClane over the head with a shovel and beat him to death with either a railroad spike maul or a spike hammer. Shortly after this murder took place, the garden light appeared, and many believe this is McClane's lantern glowing. McBride did confess to the murders and was executed by electrocution.
I forgot that Arkansas was metal back in the day, and we just fried people.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel like this could be, you know, if you do believe in ghosts, and, you know, this could be a possible story of what happened. I mean, this is a legit story that did happen.
Yeah, I mean, the guy died. Like, apparently there's records of, like, of him being, I mean, you just can't say someone was executed by electrocution. You could look up that court record. Like,
you know, this did happen, and this could explain why there is a light there. If you do believe in ghosts or and other apparitions and stuff.
And I've made my point very clear on multiple platforms. I want ghosts to be real, so that way I can eventually become a Ghostbuster.
There you go.
Yep.
So with these ghostly tales, the Garden Light has made Garden a great travel destination in October during the Halloween month. The story became so well known that it gained national recognition in October of 1994 when NBC's Unsolved Mysteries traveled to the Garden area to film a recreation of the 1931 murder. The episode aired on December 16th, 1994, documenting the phenomenon of the Garden Light and telling the legend behind it to national news.
What's awesome about that is that means that during that point of Unsolved Mysteries, it would have been the guy that I always associate with Unsolved Mysteries, the kind of curly-haired guy with like the very unique voice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's just cool to think about that he was in Arkansas. When I was 7. When I was about to turn 8, I was getting old. But that's awesome. Or I guess that's when it aired. It aired December 16th. So
yeah,
it
aired
there.
During then. I think they came around, I remember reading it, they came around in October. So they were there during the Halloween month.
Oh, okay. So I was 7. I was 7 and foolish to the world at that point. I was just rocking some Power Rangers stuff.
There you go. Yeah. So for 2 weeks in a row, though, now we've had two very famous or infamous things that have been talked about in national news. And I think next week will be a third.
So. Yes. All right. Well, hey, Al, I appreciate the cryptid corner. You know, there's a nerddom out there that are cryptid enthusiasts, and I am all about getting on board with that train. And I've learned some neat crap about our state of Arkansas, of the natural state, which has some supernatural stuff. So last week was the, oh my gosh, what is it? The Falk Monster, which was also Boggy Creek Monster. Yeah, there you go. And now the Garden Light. All right. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this week's Mr. Cack and Me. Thank you so much, Zach. We'll be back next week with another fun, exciting episode.